Next week, Bantry hosts a conference called Smart Coastal Areas. It's a gathering of groups called Fisheries Local Action Groups, or FLAGs, from all over Europe to the West Cork town to discuss smart ways to tackle challenges for coastal communities. Finian O'Sullivan is chair of FLAG South, and he told me what a FLAG was and about the conference.
They're set up to promote community-led local development, and they are funded from the European Maritime and Fisheries Fund. This aspect of it was set up to help fishermen in transitions to sustainable fishing, or so it supports coastal communities in diversifying into other economic activity, because inshore fisheries, I suppose, is in decline, Fergal, in we'd say in the Mediterranean, in the Baltic, and of course around the Atlantic as well. So, and it's difficult as well to get youth into fishing, really, or into local, certainly inshore fishing, because our youth now are very educated and they all have degrees in this, that, and the other, and they're not that inclined to go into an industry that's basically fishing is kind of hit and miss, I suppose, really. You can have a good day or a bad day type of thing. So really the whole idea of this is to help fishing communities to diversify into other businesses, maybe marine tourism, biodiversity and stuff. So it has a range of subjects to kind of draw from to help fishing communities in rural areas. There are seven flags, which are seven geographical areas. The coastline is divided into seven flags. So each flag has its own strategy document. So we would have a particular, our flag actually extends from the bridge in Yall down to Dursey Island and back around to Eyries on the north side of the Beara Peninsula.
It's a huge stretch of the coast.
It is, yeah. It is, I think, about 1,100 kilometres of coastline when you consider all the bays and in and out of bays and the jagged coastline and stuff like that. We're involved in funding small processing businesses that would be under 5 million. Biodiversity projects, which are important nowadays as well, because our biodiversity is in decline a bit. You could have tourist-related projects, which would be marine tourism, maybe a little bit of kayaking, and that would be a tourist-related project that was set up under FLAG.
And what do you mean by biodiversity in the marine sector?
Well, we'll say to be on the coastal areas again, that basically where you have walkways and that along the shore, that that you help out with kind of, I suppose, with a lot of native kind of flowers that grow, flowers and shrubs and stuff that will grow on the seashore type of thing, just where a lot of it has been kind of damaged and stuff like that. I suppose diversity is to attract back the wildlife into and the birds and stuff, and they kind of have a lot of information on the coastal areas. So the strategy documents then, which are to promote, as I said, this kind of new economic development in coastal areas, is built out of the data that they put together, and in conjunction with the actual flag boards, the strategy document is set up. Now, it's a broad enough document, like I said, it helps. It's there to help fishermen. It's helped biodiversity, and it's creating and maintaining jobs in coastal areas and that kind of stuff.
So, if I have an enterprise in that area, or say an idea, I can apply to you for funding, like I might do, say the enterprise board or the IDA if I'm in a different area.
Well, yeah, and the board actually, our actual board, which we are FLAG South, we would have somebody from the Leo local enterprise on our board as well, type of thing. So you'd apply to BIM. BIM are actually the umbrella group that look after all the flags. So you apply to BIM, the projects are basically vetted there, they're sent down to the boards, and the boards, from their local knowledge as well, they would go through the projects and vet them and decide whether to fund them or not.
You have a Europe-wide conference in Bantry next week?
We have a European-wide conference, which is exciting because we will have people from, I think there's 20 countries, you'll have people from all the European coastal countries, Croatia and Italy and Spain and the usual countries in France and England and the actual theme of our conference is Smart Coastal Areas. It's a discussion and around projects or possibilities and examples from different countries. And it's a big think tank, Fergal, I suppose, really.
Yeah, you'd be swapping ideas.
Swapping ideas, yeah. So that's coming to Bantry. It's being held in the West Lodge, and it will start on Tuesday night with a networking event, just where people, will, as they arrive, will come in and we all get together and meet. And Wednesday morning, then it kicks off into the actual, the proper work of the conference, and on Thursday as well, for half the day inside, and from there on we go outside to show them some projects that are actually in the locality here and stuff as well.
Finian O'Sullivan.